You know, we serve a great God. I mean, a God who is more than enough. A God who can do anything but fail. A God who is powerful. You know, it's my understanding that there's 1,028 people on here. And I don't know, maybe I'm doing us an injustice by not adding more. It's 1,028, but since then about 25 have gotten knocked off down to 1,003. But how honored I am that people are pressing their way to wake up this morning and pray. Somebody is catching this thing by the Spirit. Somebody is getting a revelation. Somebody is coming to an understanding that if I don't pray, I won't stay. And that if I don't fast, I won't last. Somebody is coming to an understanding of the power of intercession and the power of prayer. And do not, whatever you do, allow anything to keep you out of prayer, to keep you from speaking and declaring and commanding your morning. Halabo shikele manda. Dondalaba sitiridi andala mahay. This is the hour for the miraculous. And we are praying today. We are decreeing today that things are changing on our behalf. Are you listening to me? That's our thing. Because, see, I am praying because I understand that God can do nothing on the earth until somebody prays. You all got to get adamant about prayer. You got to get adamant about intercession. You got to take prayer personal. And it can't be something you just do sometimes. But you got to make this your life. Make this your daily bread. Make this what you love to do daily. Commit to prayer. Commit to fasting. Commit to intercession. You got to want change. You got to want to be delivered. You got to be adamant about not being in the same place. Are you listening to me? If you don't become adamant about it, I promise you, you're going to see your life just repeat the same thing over and over again. But we are believing God that things are turning and things are changing. That's our first prayer point today. We are decreeing and believing God for change. That's right. That's what we're believing God for. I said we're believing God for change. We are commanding change. We are coming against every demonic spirit that desires to keep us stuck in the muck and the mire. Every spirit, every stronghold, every attack of the enemy that wants to see me in the same place, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you today. And we are decreeing change in every area of our life. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that as I clap my hands and pray, as I intercede this morning, change is occurring in my life. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that it is not your will that I stay in the same place, but you are God of progression. You are God of movement. My God, we found out through the word of God, hallelujah, that you did not, that you did not mind, hallelujah, being in that tent that David built. And the reason you didn't mind being in that tent, because you are God of movement. You are God of action. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command change in every area of my life. I command change in the life of my finances. Father, I decree that my finances will not be broken. My finances will not be dried up. My finances will not be hindered. My finances will not be in the same place. Father, I command change. I decree change. I establish change. In Denebasha, I decree change in every area of my life. I thank you for change in my emotions, change in my flesh, change in my anointing. Father, I thank you that I am not in the same place that I was 5 years ago. I am not in the same place that I was 10 years ago, but I thank you for divine change. Lord, grant unto me change in every area of my life. Father, I lift up my mother. I lift up my father. I lift up my family. I lift up my bloodline. I lift up the Cohen bloodline. I lift up the Bennett bloodline. I lift up the Smith bloodline. I lift up the Johnson bloodline. I lift up the Michael bloodline. I lift up the James bloodline. Father, in Jesus' name, bloodlines that are on this phone, call out your bloodline and command change. Command change for the good. I break every cycle. I come against every demonic cycle. Monday, Berebo Shata. Father, in Jesus' name, I obtain in my hand the sword of the Lord, and I command every demonic cycle in my life to be broken. I cut it. I dismantle it. I destroy it. I unhook it. Every demonic cycle, Obashatiri, Lediri Oshanda, Ambalabasha, that has dug itself in my life, the cycle of depression, the cycle of oppression, the cycle of poverty, the cycle of sickness, Mini Akisa, the cycle of anger, the cycle, I command every cycle to be broken. Munini Nikila, Likolodoshna, Lebrondolo Sutunima, Fankiri be Christi be Undololo Shata, Mangeri be Kleistala Antia, Likalabasha, Shatalamanda. I command every cycle. Oh, Mande, oh, Makaridiasha, hey, Berebean Shanamosia. I command every cycle to be broken, and I command change in every area of my life. Father, hear the cries of your people. I'm tired of being in the same place. I'm tired of being in the same position. I'm tired of just sitting here waiting. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. I command change. I decree change. I declare today that as I'm praying, as I open my mouth, that change is happening in every area of my life. I thank you for change mentally. I thank you for change physically. I thank you for change spiritually. I thank you for change financially. I decree change. Hey, 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 hey. I decree change. I lift up the government. I lift up this country. I lift up the state of Florida. I lift up the state of North Carolina. I lift up the state of Texas. I lift up the states that you have placed KCC so far. And in the name of Jesus, I decree change in every state. I could decree change in the cities of the earth. I command change in every community. I command change in every town. Father, not just change, but good change. I declare good change. Male, Libashala, Lobokoshe, Likalamande, Uzumuya, Ribisitunimi Kikanda, Handelebo Shoto, Ustalamanda. I command change, Father, in every church. I command change in Charlotte. I command change in Houston. I command change in Jacksonville. My God, in every church, amongst the leadership, amongst the musicians, amongst the praise team, amongst the ushers, I decree change for the good. Father, in the name of Jesus, I dismantle Malebo Shikamanda Halaba Shatiria Rebelebeke Soya. I dismantle that spirit of stuck. Stuck be destroyed. Stuck be dismantled. Stuck be uprooted. I command that spirit of stuck, that stronghold of stuck, that stronghold of just enough, that stronghold of being in the same place. Be dismantled. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I decree change. Hey, Halabasha, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Command change in every area of your life. Command change in the life of your son. Command change in the life of your daughter. Command change in your body. Command change in your health. Command change in the life of your brother, your sister. Hey, Haba, ho, Mukushina, Rebese, Likandelema, Limandalabo Shata, Hatanini Mikisa, Libandelebe, Mikandalabosha, Hatalabashandirio, Munini Mikikele, hey, Halabasha. Father, I thank you that I am not the same. I thank you that I'm not in the same place. Hobo, Oba, Shande, Yendiekeba, Likalamanda Lamosa, Hila Labakaya. Thank you for change. Thank you for change. Thank you for change. Thank you for change. I decree change. I decree change. I decree change. I decree change in the name of Jesus. Urabashakala. Handele de setere de bubosha. Ooh. Mandele. Andala baba kasi de mandolo bokuru bashande. Let's make another prayer. We are commanding. Jeremiah 1 says he watches over his word to perform it. He will hasten his word to perform it. That's in Jeremiah chapter 1. We are commanding the word of God for the month of November to be released in your life. Hey! Allah, Makula, Mandele Bekele Mandala Bakuya, Mikuni, Likuni, Mikuni, Mikuni Mikikana Mansa. We are commanding that the word of the Lord for the month of November concerning our life, the word of the Lord for the remainder of 2021 for our life, we are commanding that word to come to pass. We are commanding the word of the Lord for the month of November, the word of the Lord for the month of December. We are commanding the word of the Lord. Maba shakeleme lemanda labasito lamoya. We are commanding the word of the Lord for our life to be released in November and December. Lift your voice. Now listen, y'all. You got to pray. You got to get adamant about intercession. You got to get adamant about this thing. It is the kingdom of God that suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You must understand that as adamant as you are, there are demonic spirits that are just as adamant about it not coming to pass. Remember, there were many journeys that Paul wanted to take. He said, but Satan hindered me. You can be hindered by Satan. Your prophecy can be hindered by Satan. Are you listening to me? It takes the prayer of somebody. Moses had a praying mother. Are you listening? It takes hearing from God. There was a decree to kill Jesus. There was a decree to kill Moses. There are always demonic decrees to hinder the word of the Lord from coming to pass. Are you in me? I need you to get this by the Spirit. There are always demonic decrees that are sent to destroy your life, that are sent to hinder your life. But I'm telling you, you must get adamant about the word of the Lord coming to pass. You got to fight for it. You have to fight for your prophecy. You got to fight for your marriage. You got to fight for your children. You got to fight for your ministry. You got to fight for your sanity. Hallelujah. The Bible says be strong in the Lord. Any prophetic word or anything that tells you not to fight, how you going to not fight when the Bible tells you put on the whole armor of God? You always have to line up a prophetic word with the word of God. The word of God tells you to put on the armor of God. Why are you putting on armor if you ain't got the fight? Ain't nothing coming without a fight. For though we walk in the flesh, we war not after the flesh. Are you listening to me? It's a fight. We are decreeing that the word of God for your life for November be released. That the word of God for your life for December be released. That the word of God for the rest of your life be released. Hey, 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 Shaka. And listen to me. You got 2 months to make it to Watch Night service on January the 1st. You got 2 months to do whatever you got to do to get there. Come by plane. Come by train. Come by boat. My God, come by cat. Come by dog. Come by horse. Walk. You got 2 months to get to Charlotte. But I'm decreeing that this year, hey, Halabashata will be the prelude to what God is going to do in the year of 2022. Are you listening to me? Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. I command the word of the Lord for my life for November and December be released now. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that there are prophecies that have been spoken over my life in the heavenly. I thank you that according to Psalm 119:89, thy word is forever settled in the heaven. Father, I thank you and understand by divine revelation that there are prophecies that are over my life for the month of November, and there are prophecies over my life for the month of December. Tonight, this morning, as I pray, I command the womb of November to give up her increase. I command the womb of December to give up its increase. Lord, I want to focus on November right now. I command the womb of November to give up its increase. Everything that is in the womb of increase that belongs to me, that belongs to my children, that belongs to my family, that belongs to KCC, that belongs to my job, that belongs to my company, that belongs to my industry, Father, in the name of Jesus, every friend, every divine connection that belongs to me in the month of November, I call it forth. I call it forth. I call it forth. Everything that is rightfully mine. Hey, Halabasha. Hey. Makalama, hey, Melebondele Baladiasi, Sinala Makataya, Latulaman Sheke, Le Kolobo Ukubasha, everything that belongs to me in the month of November, I command it to yield forth its increase now. I command the month of November to give unto me what belongs to me. I cancel every demonic midwife that is sitting at the womb of November to abort my destiny, to abort my promise, to abort Belebekashia, to abort me walking into the next place. I command every demonic midwife, receive fire, receive fire, receive the judgment of the Lord, receive the hand of God against you now in the name of Jesus. I come against every demonic miscarriage that is at the womb, against the womb of November. Every demonic miscarriage that does not want the month of November to yield forth what belongs to me. November, listen to me. You must listen to me. You are listening to a man of God. You are listening to a man of God. I command, month of November, release what belongs to me. Release what is mine. Release my finances. Release my increase. Release my breakthrough. Lift your voice. Barabasha. Melebekuta, Makalamanda le Baladiasa, Sunolobo Kotaya, Lendele Beledia Labasha. Come on, pray. Come on, intercede. Come on, Mokolo Bokula Lamande, Rebele Lebashata, Lebandi Lebikian Kalamasoya. Are you going to pray? Are you going to lift your voice? Are you going to intercede? Come on and pray. Come on and command the month of November to yield forth its increase. Command November to give you what is yours. Command November to release breakthrough in the life of your children, in the life of your son, in the life of your daughter. Everything that belongs to my son, everything that belongs to my daughter, everything that belongs to my wife, everything that belongs to my husband, I command increase. I command increase. I command increase. I command it to come forth. I command it to come forth. November, whatever the word of the Lord is concerning my life in the month of November, I thank you that November is releasing it now. Be released. Father, not only whatever the word of the Lord is concerning my life for November, but whatever the word of the Lord is concerning my life for today, for Tuesday. Tuesday, I speak to you. I speak to you, Tuesday, and I command you, Tuesday, to release what belongs to me. I command all finances that are supposed to be released to me today, be released. All breakthrough, be released. All promotion, be released. All turnaround, be released. All change, be released. Hey, ba, sha, ku, she, ke, le, ba, sha, talamanda. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Lift your voice and call on the name of the Lord and command the month of November to give you what is yours. Command the month of November to release everything that belongs to you. Come on, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and intercede. Hey, halabashata, yelebo shoto, lokolobo sutulimi, rimindele mekikalamanda, hobasha, yebele kandele basa, Hey, handalala bobo shata. Hey, mandele balabasi kelemondo. Robi o shaba. Yebi o shakanda. Yendi mimi asia. Hey, pray. May melebosha. It is your prayer that's gonna cause this thing to be released. It is your prayer and your intercession. Say that the Lord rebuke you. Every power that is hindering my release in the month of November, be rebuked. Receive judgment. I release a divine injunction against every power that wants to hinder my release in the month of November. Whatever God has spoken concerning my life in November, be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Now, in the name of Jesus.
My God, my God, my God.
Come on, take a drink. Take you some water. Ola maka sandele mekikolo robobo kosha. We are praying another prayer. We are praying. This is a powerful one. I want you to hear this. Okay, remember, a threefold cord is not easily broken. Is that what the Bible says? That's in Ecclesiastes, that a threefold cord is not easily broken. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 12. A threefold cord is not easily broken. And some of you are fighting a threefold cord. Okay? Is me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. That's pride. That's a powerful spirit. Let me tell y'all something. You know, I did a teaching on pride, and maybe I need to get in pride some more. Pride is a powerful spirit. It's a stronghold. But I'm telling you right now by the Spirit, the Lord told me in prayer this morning before I got on here with you all, he told me that there's an anti-me agenda. There's an agenda against your life. There's an agenda against your breakthrough. But we are decreeing today that every anti-me agenda be canceled. Every agenda against your life. Every agenda against your prosperity. Every agenda against you to hinder you from going to your next place. To hinder you from being happy. To hinder you from being fulfilled. We are canceling every anti-me agenda. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, every agenda against my life, against my destiny, tonight or this morning, as I lift my voice and I pray, I cancel every anti-me agenda. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Loko shaka likala ba. Luno bosoto, robosotune me, remendele be kala la baba yaya, yan kala bala danda la bade di elebondolo bo ubibibi asha. Hey, mekele be shitalamo, robosotune me kikanda. Father, in Jesus' name, many are they that rise up against me. Many are they which say of my soul, there is no hope for me in God. But thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. I come against every plan of the enemy against my life, every plan of the enemy against my happiness, every plan of the enemy against my health, against my joy, against my prosperity, against the prosperity of me as a pastor. Father, I come against every attack of the enemy that wants to destroy my name, my reputation, my influence as a leader, my influence as a pastor, my influence as a prophet, my influence as a man of God, my influence today. Hey, halabashaka. Hey, mankele mandalo bobibiasha. Father, I thank you that every attack of the enemy against my life is being dismantled. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Lift your voice and call on the name of the Lord and command every agenda, every demonic power. Hey, and while you're praying, let's come against every satanic roadblock, every satanic roadblock, every satanic barrier, Every satanic wall that came to hinder me from my progression, that came to hinder me from going to my next place, in the name of Jesus, as I pray, I command every wall come down. I command every wall to come down. I release an atomic bomb against every satanic roadblock. I release a bomb in the spirit. I release supernatural dynamite to tear down every roadblock, to tear down every wall. Hey, 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 Shaka. Hey, Mike She, Yi Kamande, Lila Bobo Shata, Remandili Miasika, Likolobolobo Shande, Yebandili Bibi Alalando Loboso, Roboso Tolobo Kubashani, Likanini Miki Kesa, Likolodolobo Shande, Ye Bibi Ashata, Landele Balobo Hokolobo Shatia, Rebandia Minonoboso, Rokobo Kubashakina, Ribisi Tuni Mienkelema. I command every agenda against my marriage, every agenda against my prosperity, every agenda against my peace, every agenda against my joy, every agenda against my happiness, be destroyed. Be destroyed. You will not destroy my life. You will not destroy my children. You will not hinder my finances. You will not hinder my promotion. Every anti-agenda, every anti-me agenda, every agenda against me, every agenda against my pastorate, every agenda against the prophetic, every agenda against KCC, every agenda against KCC Charlotte, against KCC Houston, every agenda against KCC Jacksonville, every spirit in my life, every stronghold in my life, every power in my life, every wicked, every wicked spirit in my life that is hindering me, Father, whatever it is, whether it be anger, jealousy, lust, perversion, seditions, envying, strife, vain glory, whatever it is, I command every power working in my life to hinder me from going to the next level, to hinder me from walking in the fulfillment of what you call me to walk in. Tonight, this morning, as I lift my voice and pray, I cancel it. Pride, I cancel you. You better leave me. Loose me, pride. Arrogance, loose me. Lust, loose me. Perversion, loose me. Jealousy, loose me. Anger, loose me. Hey, balabasha. Menono mokosa. Ekaboko shikele mandala bahaya. Arrogance, loose me. Menioso, self-centeredness, loose me. Mikebeshe, mood swings, loose me. Ilababasha, deception, loose me. Mikoshaka, likele, I command you to loose me. I command you to go from me. I command you to loose me in the name of Jesus. Every lying spirit, every manipulative spirit, every spirit of control that desires to hinder me, be rebuked. Be rebuked. Go, go, go. I release the fire of God to burn you out. Lift your voice and pray. Cancel it. Destroy it. Dismantle it. Command it to die. Every anti-me agenda. I confuse your plan, enemy. I confuse your plan. If you take counsel, your counsel will come to naught. I overthrow the tables where the enemy has planned an agenda against my life. I command the table. Be overthrown. Be overthrown. Be overthrown. Be overthrown. I send confusion to the meeting place of the enemy, and I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Shakala lobo shete iraba shandiri obasi hinana mokonde leme minanana mamanshaya elebosa handala makikondo lobo soya. I don't know who Eric is, but God's moving for somebody named Eric. I don't know if it's Eric is on this phone or somebody got a son named Eric, but I'm telling you that there will be a miracle today for somebody named Eric. You can put your life on that. Hey, alaba shakalama, you got your prayer point for today. My God, command November's word to come to pass for your life. We're commanding change in every area of our life. Hallelujah. And every agenda, every demonic agenda against your life,
Yaba Mosono Mukuni Kienteleme Leleosha, every demonic agenda against your life is being broken. It's being canceled. Those are your prayer points today. You cannot just pray them once. You have to keep praying them and keep interceding them all during your day. Pray it. You know, you that in Charlotte, you that in Jacksonville, all right? We have prayer. I believe in Houston also at 12 o'clock. Take advantage of the opportunity to come to the temple. Don't sit home with your lazy self. Get up and get in prayer. God has blessed some of you to not have to work. God has blessed some of you to be able to move around and giving you liberty. Use that liberty and make it to the sanctuary and pray and call on the name of Jesus. Command change. Come on, let's be adamant about it. Let's be adamant about it. Make it to prayer at 12 o'clock. Make it and pray and intercede. If there's anyone near Alabama, that's right, Mobile, Alabama. I'll be in Mobile, Alabama, Thursday and Friday. Okay? I'll be in Mobile, Alabama, Thursday and Friday. Press your way. Get to Mobile. Mina la mandala bokoro bokubasia. Get to Mobile. Whatever you got to do, get to Mobile. Mekeshana, Akanini, Ikananamosa. Get to Mobile, Alabama. You that's anywhere near Alabama. Y'all, there's something so different on my life. I can't even put my hand on it. And that's why I'm up under so much attack and warfare. Some of you don't know the things I deal with on a daily basis. People close, people far. It doesn't matter. Amen. But I'm grateful for it because that's a sign that I'm in position. All right? I'm positioning myself. Amen. I'm getting free. Hallelujah. I'm going to another place, another dimension, another level. Pray. 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 You can't be stopped when you pray. You can't be hindered when you pray. You can't be blocked when you pray. Whatever you're holding on to can be broken in prayer. Humble yourself. Get before the Lord and allow God to break whatever stronghold of the enemy it is against your life, whatever it is. Hey! Are you listening to me today? Hear me by the Spirit. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. We got prayer again at 6 o'clock. And if I was you, I would press my way and get on here. Now, I don't know what time to tell you to get on here. But I know that if you're desperate enough, you're going to make it your business, hallelujah, to get on this prayer line by any means necessary. I told you better become friends with somebody so that when you get kicked off, you can call them and say, please merge me on because I want to be a part of this. There's a breakthrough coming. Listen, God challenged me to challenge 500 people to sow a seed. Hallelujah. Of $500 by January the 1st. And I will be releasing the word of the Lord, I believe, month by month for your life for the year of 2022. All right? 2022 is going to be a good year for you. How you know? Because you command it. Because you decree it. Because you have what you say. And 2022 will be a good year. And November is going to be a good month. And this week is going to be a good week. Amen. How you know? Because I commanded it. And I shall have what I say. Stop playing and speak with authority. Get out your head and get in your word and speak what God has spoken concerning your life. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You are powerful. You are more than a conqueror. And money is running you down today. Ha! Somebody just got free. I say money is running you down today. The favor of God is going to shine on you like never before. You are blessed. I love you. And listen, oh, by the way, I told the brothers in the meeting, I say, hey, nothing can stop you from sowing this seed. Put $65 aside every week. 65 times 8, I think it gives you about 500. Just put it aside. Alabashakaramandiriosa. Are y'all listening to me? That's what I know. Let's put it aside. Yay! Shake baby, shake titty bobo sha. Tell me what I know about the spirit. God's about to do something, y'all. I feel this thing down in my Noah. Amen. Pastor Butler and I think Willard Moore Jr. say Shana na. Amen. Down in my sanctified soul, things are happening. I see it at prayer this evening, 6 o'clock, whatever you got to do. Don't miss it. God's about to do the supernatural. More grace.